Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 38. I'm in a truck right now, driving the truck over to one of my tenants in order for them to move their stuff out so they can store their place stuff elsewhere while we demolish and put in a new mobile home. Today I kind of want to focus on just the crypto stuff, or more specifically markets. There's a lot of people kind of trying to time the market, doing day trading. A lot of people have actually been sending me offers to join their, invest with them so they can trade my money for me in order for me to earn more income on it, specifically Bitcoin. And they're making promises like 12-15% a week. Which, I mean, may be possible in short term, definitely not a long term kind of a situation. Also, considering how fast Bitcoin grows already, it pretty much beats any market and any other investment by a long shot. To me, people who make it sound like they want to not sit on their Bitcoin and just have it grow like, 400 or 500% a year, and they wanted more income from that to actually trade it, just kind of makes it seem like greed that is probably very likely going to come back and bite them in the butt. But with regards to trading in general, there are a couple of caveats to look out for. So in economics, prices of everything are determined by supply and demand. I'm sure you've heard that concept before. And the way that's kind of visualized, it's a supply and demand curve where if you would imagine a graph where one line is showing that as a person who's selling an item, if the price of an item is higher, you would be more interested in creating more of these items to sell it. And if the price of the item is lower, you'd be less interested to sell it. And on the demand side, if the price of the item is low, you'd be interested in buying more. And if the number of the items is, price of the items is high, you'd be interested in buying less. If you were to graph these two lines, and they would look like a large X, and the point where they intersect, where the supply, the production based, the supply is actually the production of how many units are created by people who are selling it for the price they want to sell it, and demand, which is the amount of units that customers want to buy based on the price that they're being offered on, will meet in the middle, and that is the price that the item will be sold on for in the market. That's kind of one of the basic ways to think of how the price gets determined. It's actually, there are a couple of little nuances that are a little more complex for businesses that relate to profitability and costs and other things as well. But that's kind of the basic understanding of it. And if you haven't looked that up yet or read about it, I do recommend you read up on supply and demand either on Wikipedia or Investopedia just to kind of get a basic understanding. Really, in economics, if you understand the entire supply-demand thing, you can kind of apply it to most of the things out there and understand most of how economics works, or at least the basics of it. And it's definitely the thing that you would need to start your foundation on. But going from that, if you were to go to a currency exchange, you could see a graph that shows how many buys or sells are offered at different prices. So, for example, let's say Bitcoin is worth exactly $7,000 right now. You would be able to find a graph on an exchange that will show that there are some people who, like, let's say, a couple of people are willing to sell 10 bitcoins for $6,999. And then somebody else would be willing to sell 10 more for 6,900 and $98, somebody else would be willing to sell even more for a ton more for $6,997. If you were to look at the graph, in order for the price to drop down to $6,997 by $3, you would need to sell to the person who's buying it the first 10, sell to the person buying it to the second 10, sell to the person who's buying it to the third 10. So these different prices effectively stack up on top of each other. And if you stack them up on the sell side, and the same thing happens on the buy side, so you can have one person is willing to buy, let's say, 5 coins for 7,001, another person is willing to buy 5 more coins for 7,002, another person is willing to buy 5 more coins for 7,003. So in order to move it up to 7,003, you need to buy through the first, second, and third person. So those things stack up too. But basically, if you look at the graph of this whole thing, it will look like a giant V. It'll look pretty much like the top portion of the supply-demand graph, where, again, you have more people are willing to buy at a lower price, and more people are willing to sell at a higher price. And as you kind of converge toward the center, that is actually where the price of the currency is at. So the place where the V comes to a point, that is the current price of the currency. However, there's people who trade and do day trading. They sometimes look at these graphs, they analyze historical price changes and trends, and it's, unfortunately forgot the term, but they trade, I'll probably remember it later, they trade based on charts. So they draw lines, they look how big the V is on each side, like how much of demand is or how much supply is based on this shape of the V. And then they make their decisions based on that, assuming that they will make a correct move and predict the price in the future or predict of which direction it's going to go. So the problem is looking at the V volumes, though, is that you could see somebody or a lot of people offering Bitcoin. Let's say right now it's at 7,000. And you're seeing a whole bunch of people are willing to buy it for 7,001, 7,005, 7,010, 7,100, with massive, massive volumes of this being built up on the demand side. So you look at this massive demand, and you're thinking, oh, wow, Bitcoin is going to go up. Look at all this demand that's on the plus side of it. Problem is, as soon as Bitcoin goes up, there's actually nothing to keep those people keeping their prices in. So, yes, it could start going up, and this demand might be real and an actual indicator of it. Or just as easily, what could happen is somebody who put in demand for 7,100, let's say, might not actually have an urgent demand to buy Bitcoin. They're willing to sit and wait for a little while longer. And as they see Bitcoin going up in price, they could actually remove their purchase offer of 7,100 and move it to 7,200. And in that sense, this massive demand could either disappear or just shift. And I've actually seen this happen many times. You would see these massive, massive walls. They're called buy or sell walls because they are stand out as these straight up massive demand lines on the V graphs suddenly disappear because whoever was trying to buy or sell, they changed their mind or they figured they can get a bigger, better deal, or even they were just putting those walls up just to manipulate the price to make people look at this demand or this supply and think, oh, the price is going to move, when that's actually not true. So that's one thing that, you can't really use that to predict it. The other thing is when you look at historical graphs, I think it's called technical analysis investing. So they look at the so-called technicals of the price history, and they look at the graphs, they see prices moving up and down, they see the volumes, and they'll draw these lines, trend lines, or these parallel lines between which the volatility of the price is moving up and down, and they kind of look at the trend. But the problem is that these things only look in the past, they don't look in the future. So oftentimes what you'll see is there'll be a nice straight price increase for Bitcoin or any other commodity or stock, and they'll draw a trend line and say, well, this is where it's going, so it should be so-and-so by tomorrow or next week. Then the price of Bitcoin or whatever it is comes down a little bit, and they just draw a new trend line. This time the trend line's a little lower because it simply incorporates the lower price, and now they say it'll be at this price next week. But if you think about it, all their, like, Bitcoin price can just not even care about their trend lines. It just move up and down all over the place however it wants, and all they'll do is look at just adjust their lines accordingly. And those lines are really not predicting anything because they will simply be moved around by the Bitcoin price. So in effect, it's kind of like, think of you driving your car forward while you're only looking at your rearview mirror. So you're trying to navigate streets and cities and buildings and parked cars and other stuff, and the only thing you can do is look at your rearview mirror and try to use that to predict where you're going, which is maybe somewhat a little bit possible because, I mean, markets don't change drastically too often or too much, but it's not something that is can be used to actually predict. So because of that, price is somewhat predictable, but it's not 100% predictable. There is a level of uncertainty in all of it, and it becomes less and less predictable the further out you go. So, for example, we can predict that the price of a Big Mac will remain at $6.50 or thereabout, at least in U.S. in my area, come tomorrow. We can predict that Bitcoin price will be about between 7 and 8,000 at most, maybe between 6,500 and 8,500 by tomorrow. And we can do that because, well, markets and people's interest don't really change that drastically very, very quickly. There's a gradual change. Even if there's a major event that happens in Bitcoin, it will still take a little while for that information to disseminate among all the people. So you can make a prediction. It's not going to be exact, but it is going to be within a range. However, if you wanted to trade on such a prediction, which is what day traders do, where they try to guess exact prices, especially if you're looking at history or whatever, that's unfortunately not something that is possible to do. Like, day traders and these people who contact me promising me these returns for high investment with high returns, it's possible in short term, maybe, but it's almost like throwing the dice. You get lucky while Bitcoin or the commodity or currency or stock is moving in one direction, because you're basically expecting it to move in one direction, and that's what your trading strategy is based on. But as soon as it reverses, all of a sudden you'll screw yourself out of all the money that you've earned. So in the long run, most people don't actually outperform the market. And really, all the more famous, the wealthier, the most successful investors, like the world's global rich, they aren't making their money by day trading. They aren't making their money by just trying to beat the market and guess prices. What they are doing is they are understanding what it is they're investing in, and buying it, holding it, or even helping develop what it is they're building. Like, for example, I bought Bitcoin, I understood it, and I'm actually working on helping it become more valuable and more useful. But just day trading it and trying to guess prices, even if you look at your fancy lines and graphs and volumes and stuff, that's just not something that will really work long term. Like, even recently, if you look at Bitcoin, you would have seen a massive gain as it was going up in price, but nobody knew exactly when that bubble was going to burst. So it went up to 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, 19,000, and you don't know whether it would have popped at 10 or if it would have popped at 19 or any other price in between. And likewise, when it was going down, people were shorting it, and some people were guessing it's going to go down to 10. Some people are thinking it's going to go down to 7. Some people were guessing it's going to go down to 6. Some people even guessed it was going to go back down to 3. So they put their positions, and the people who guessed too low pretty much lost their money, and the people who guessed too high did not gain what they were could have got gained. So again, in that sense, just buy and hold is still a winning strategy. So anyway, that's my speech for today. Really, lesson is, you might see things that are very technical and complicated for trading and analyzing prices and history, but all it is just ways to make things so complicated and confusing that it looks fancy and kind of covers up the truth, so to speak. It's like throwing out a lot of dazzle to confuse people, to make them think that since this is so complicated and obviously there's something behind it, when there really is not. It's all just, it's guesswork. We're the only reliable predictor of any investment or any market is news about something that's actually going to happen. And 9 times out of 10, by the time you find out about this news, other people have already found out about it and have priced that change into the price of the commodity or the investment itself already. So again, just buy, hold. It's the best strategy. Don't let the greed drive you into taking a really, really good investment and gambling with it for a chance to maybe get a slightly bigger investment. Anyway, that's it for today. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.